Thai corporate transnational activity. Thai listed corporations have corporate governance procedures in place, and many of their directors will be highly trained active or non-executive directors on board committees with the requisite experience in their industry to make critical financial decisions. However, such executives will also need advice from in-house counsel, external advisors, and may need advice on their decision-making and risk from independent counsel. When foreign directors are appointed to the boards and committees of Thai entities, care should be taken to ensure that the specific nuances of Thai law and regulation affecting the scope of liability and risk are taken into account. Public companies are governed by the Public Limited Companies Act BE 2535 1992, but clearly directors must be aware and advised not only upon these provisions but on wider corporate governance issues and the legal scope of their duties and risk. The extent of prudence required may be heightened by a cross-border legal relationship to other companies and other regulatory frameworks, international anti-money laundering laws, specially designated persons lists of prohibited persons and entities, or sanctioned companies and individuals. The concentration of power in block shareholdings by powerful and globally wealthy individuals and families within a Thai cultural framework can also be a challenge for foreign directors and representatives interacting with Thai public company structures and activities. The good corporate governance principles were adjusted from their 2002 version in 2006 to reflect OECD principles on an international uniform standard basis. Thailand's government and regulatory authorities also implement and supervise policies of good governance, director training through the Institute of Directors, and risk management policy oversight. Thai companies typically use a one-tier board, and shareholders have the rights expected in international frameworks, including derivative action rights. Thai private corporations also expectedly play an important role in the overall economy and are the most popular choice in comparison to the other entities available, such as partnerships and associations. The structure of limited companies is mostly governed by the Thai Civil and Commercial Code, which combined with the practices at the Department of Business Development with regards to acceptance of registration of documents can offer some challenges for investors who may be seeking control to reflect the level of their investments. There are many mechanisms and tools in Thai law designed to prevent foreign control or use of Thai nationals by foreigners to circumvent control restrictions, and there are many restrictions still in relation to business segments in which Thailand continues to deem it is not yet ready to compete. This framework can create challenges for investors who may be used to more liberalized systems. In joint ventures with Thai entities, some of the major risks for investors can include misinterpreting amicability for long-term acceptance of violations, even minor, of Thai law. If disputes over commercial performance arise, a domestic joint partner may first identify structural and legal weaknesses of the foreign party and file criminal and civil lawsuits as leverage in relation to the actual main conflicting issues that it wishes to resolve. Foreign parties can be overzealous about their control and protection mechanisms and de-incentivize domestic parties from performing and assisting the international investor. The dynamics of private limited entities are as diverse as the business sectors in the Thai and global economy. However, a transnational mindset is critical to understanding the perspectives of Thai parties who may have invested overseas and have their own international views, and foreign parties who may or may not be familiar with Thailand's investment structure.